guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, kind of a mostly positive day today.
You know, it was, Randy. You look at the markets, certainly over the past three, four sessions, we've seen a lot of pressure in the markets and a lot of volatility and just kind of a quieter day today with some small gains across the board here in the front months as far as the grains go. You look at the corn market again, corn planting started. Spain came in and bought some corn. Brazil, second crop corn, looks like that needs some rain in certain areas too. But and the same story with the wheat complex. You know, they've seen some excess of flooding and rain in the eastern U.S. The winter wheat conditions, 48% good to excellent. That's down 6% from last week, but there's also some rain in the forecast for the southern plains. But again, I think the big talk is the additional tariffs with China. That would go up to 104% hanging over the market. We'll certainly be watching to see how that news plays out through today and into tomorrow. And then we have a monthly USDA report on Thursday as well.
Sure. Expecting any changes in that monthly USDA report?
I think that one's going to be, you know, not a real significant one. You know, we had a lot of news here in March and the planting and the planting estimates, I should say, acreage estimates at the end of March. And then you also looked at the quarterly stock. So I don't expect any big news in this report.
Livestock site, what happened there?
Yeah, you know, this morning we came out of the gate sharply higher. You know, the live cattle were up $3, feeders up $5. You know, you look at the support of outside markets, but as those markets softened up as the day moved along, the live cattle, feeder cattle came back and actually are going to close mixed today. We're expecting a lower cash market again this week in the live cattle, and long liquidation selling is certainly coming into play as the funds did hold a large long position in that market. Feeders mixed as well with some pressure in those deferred contracts. The Oklahoma market was down $5 to $10 to start the week. The live cattle, again, trading with a softer tone, certainly spilled over. And then, again, the recent selling pressure in the market certainly weighs on it. Lean hogs started well again this morning, again, with those outside markets. But the additional tariffs being talked about with China and long liquidation selling added some weakness to that market as we move through the day as well.
Anything else we should be aware of here?
I think as we move forward, you know, corn planting started. We'll certainly be watching the weather here in the U.S. Tariffs will continue to surface and be talked about on a daily basis, and we'll see if we can make some progress there.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.